Blog Talk Radio. Reprimand or rebuke at the hearing of his ears. But the righteousness shall, but with righteousness shall he judge the poor. Fool. Again, that means to scold or reprimand or rebuke. Reprove with equity for the meek of the earth. And he shall smite the ears with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall slay the wicked. I have read to you chapter 11 of Isaiah, verses 1 through 4. I will ask that you saints, and I will ask that you sheep, continue to read 11, 12, and certainly I want all the white folks to read verse 13, chapter 13 and 14, and get an understanding, a good understanding, because in this chapter 13, I think that he speaks of you, white folks. And I pray that our Father will give us an understanding of the words that he has written. He had had his saints or his sheep to write this Bible for us to understand. And hopefully he will give us all understanding of what has been written about him. Let's have a quick word of prayer before we get into reading today's lesson. I want to thank our Heavenly Father. Father, our Father in heaven, thank you for all the things on this earth that you have given to us, and we are to obey your rules. Father, thank you. I ask that you give all the things back to us that was taken from us in Detroit with an emergency manager rule that was unconstitutional according to the Michigan Constitution that was written by white folks. Make them live up to the Constitution. Everything they have taken from Detroiters, give it back to us. Father, again, I thank you for protecting us from natural and chemical disasters. Father, bless us, sheep. Thank you for giving us excellent health, along with sane mind and prosperity. Excuse me, I had to belch. Thank you, Father, for allowing me to do your will. And bless us to be obedient. And thank you for giving us courage to do your will. And those who are ashamed to do your will or afraid to do your will, as I once was, give them courage like you have given me to do your will. I ask you to do that in your surest name, better known as Jesus. Also, I ask that you will give us prosperity, much prosperity. In your surest name, better known again as Jesus. Amen. And remember to have your sheep or your those heathens to read Isaiah chapter 13 and 14. It would be a blessing for them to read it and understand and know that I think you are talking about them. Father, this is the Feed My Sheep show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath to everyone. The only day in the Bible that tells you to remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. You'll find it in Exodus chapter 20, verse 8. I want you to read it for yourself. I read from the King James Version of the Bible. Sabbath starts on a Friday evening and ends on a Saturday evening. I also ask that you sheep, as well as the heathen, to have their three P's ready if they don't have gadgets such as a notebook or a tablet. The three P's, pen, paper, and pencil, the things that I use. Hopefully I will say something to you that you would jot down and remember with this Sabbath school teaching that I will have and with you in just a few moments. Right now, we are in the book of Leviticus. We have read chapter 1 and 2, as well as 3 and 4. Chapter 1 of Leviticus was about the burnt offerings. Chapter 2 was about the grain offerings, and I had my notes. I have forgotten what they were. Chapter 3, I can't remember what they were, but we have gone over them, and I wanted to go over them with you again today so that you can say we have gone over those. Nonetheless, I want you to pick up reading with me in Leviticus chapter 4, verse 35. That's where I left off last Tuesday. And I will start today at verse 35 and hopefully read chapters 5 and 6 in your hearing. Let's go to Leviticus chapter 4. Verse 35, it reads, "And he shall take away all the fat thereof, as the fat of the lamb is taken away from the sacrifice of the peace offering, and the priest shall burn them upon the altar according to the offering made by fire unto the Lord, and the priest shall make an atonement for his sin that he shall commit." Let me read that again. "And the priest shall make an atonement for his sin that he hath committed, and it shall be forgiven him." And that was the end reading of Leviticus chapter 4. Now let us start reading Leviticus chapter 5. And hopefully I am trying to read ahead of myself, because I never know what the Lord will call me to do or where he will call me to go and say what I have to say. Nonetheless, I want you to turn to Leviticus, and that's in the Old Testament. It's spelled L-E-V-I-T-I-C-U-S, chapter 5, and verse 1 read, "And if a man sin and hear the voice of swearing, and is a witness whether he has seen or known of it, he is not, if he do not utter it, then he shall bear his iniquity." and that is iniquity, is wickedness. Verse 2. Or if a soul touches an unclean thing, whether it be a carcass of a beast or a carcass of an unclean cattle or a carcass of an unclean creeping thing, and if it be hidden from him, he also shall be unclean and guilty. And if he touches the unclean cleanness of man, whatsoever uncleanness it be, that the man shall be defiled withal. That means withal means likewise, or also, or too. And it be hidden from him, whether he knoweth of it, then he shall be guilty. Or if a soul swears, pronouncing with his lips to do evil or to do good, whatsoever it be that a man shall pronounce with an oath, and it be hid from him when he knoweth of it, then he shall be guilty in one of these. And it shall be, when he shall be guilty of one of these things, that he shall confess that he has sinned in that thing. And he shall bring his trespass offering unto the Lord for his sin, which he has sinned. A female from the flock, a lamb or a kid of the goats, for a sin offering, and the priest shall make an atonement for him concerning his sin. And if he does not, and if he be not able to bring a lamb, then he shall bring for his trespass, which he has committed, two turtle doves or two young pigeons, and unto the Lord for his sin offering, and the other for a burnt offering. And he shall bring them unto the priest, who shall offer that which is for the sin offering first, bringing off his head from his neck, but shall not provide it asunder. And asunder, of course, you mean, you know that it means apart or in pieces, into pieces. And he shall sprinkle off, he shall sprinkle of the blood of the sin offering upon the side of the altar, and the rest of the blood shall be wrung out at the bottom of the altar. It is a sin offering. And he shall offer the second for a burnt offering according to the manner of the priest, shall make an atonement for him for his sin which he had sinned, and it shall be forgiven him. But if he be not able to bring two turtle doves or two pigeons, two young pigeons, then he that sinned shall bring for his offering the tenth of an ephod. And that's a measurement. Ephod is a measurement. A tenth. For a fine flour for the sin offering, he shall put no oil upon it, neither shall he put any frankincense thereof, a sin offering. Then shall he bring it to the priest, and the priest shall take a handful of it, even a memorial thereof, and burn it on the altar according to the offering made by fire unto the Lord. It is a sin offering. And the priest shall make an atonement for him as touching his sin, that he has sinned in one of these, and it shall be forgiven him. And the raiment shall be priest as a meal offering. Excuse me. As the word is meat offering. Excuse me. I don't know why I'm belching. I have not eaten anything like up late within the last 2 hours. So I don't know why I'm belching so much. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, if a soul commits a trespass and sin through ignorance in the holy things of the Lord, then he shall bring for his trespass unto the Lord a ram without blemish, out estimation by shekels of silver, after the shekel of the sanctuary for a trespass offering. And he shall make amends for the harm that he has done in the holy thing, and shall add the fifth part thereof, and give it unto the priest. And the priest shall make an atonement for him with the ram of the trespass offering, and it shall be forgiven him. And if a soul sin and committeth any of these things which are forbidden to be done by the commandments, the Lord, though he know it not, or the word is wist, W-I-S-T, know it not, yet he is guilty, and shall bear his iniquity. And of course, the iniquity is his wickedness. And he shall bring a ram without blemish, the mason, for a trespass offering unto the priest, and the priest shall make an atonement for him concerning his ignorance wherein he erred, and know it not, or wist it not. The word wist means to know it not, and it shall be forgiven him. It is a trespass. It is a trespass offering. He that has concerning trespass against the Lord. Now, that is the reading of Leviticus chapter 5. Now, let me read chapter 6. Hopefully, I can read all of it. It is quite lengthy. Let's start at verse 1. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, if a soul sin and commit a trespass against the Lord, and lie unto his neighbor in that which was delivered him to keep, or in fellowship, or in a thing taken away by violence, or has deceived his neighbor, or have found that which was lost, and lieth concerning it, and swears falsely in any of the things that a man doeth, sinning therein, then it shall be, because he has sinned and is guilty, that he restores that which he took violently away, or the thing which he has deceitfully gotten, or that delivered him to keep, or the lost thing which he found, or that, or all that about which he swore falsely, he shall even restore it in the principal, and shall add the fifth part more thereto, and give it unto him to whom it taineth. And the word pertaineth means, let me see. I had written down what that meant, but I can't read my own writing. I think it's concerning this in the day of his trespass offering. So let me read that again with the word concerning instead of pertaineth. Verse 5, or all that which he had sworn falsely, he shall even restore it in principle, and shall add the fifth part there, fifth part more, therefore, and give it unto him whom it concerned. In the day of his trespass offering, verse 6, he shall bring his trespass offering unto the Lord, a ram without blemish, out of the flock, with thy estimation for a trespass offering unto the priest, and the priest shall make an atonement for him before the Lord, and it shall be forgiven him for anything of all that he had done in the trespass therein. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, command Aaron and his son, saying, this is the law of the burnt offering. It is the burnt offering because of burning upon the altar all night unto the Lord, unto the morning, and the fire of the altar shall be burning in it. Let me read verse 9 again, because I misread it, and I want you sheep to understand as well as to you who are not sheep. Verse 9, command Aaron and his son, saying, this is the law of the burnt offering, that is the burnt offering because of the burning upon the altar all night unto the morning, and the fire of the altar shall be burning in it. And the priest shall put on his linen garment, and his linen breeches shall be put upon his flesh, and take up the ashes which the fire had consumed with the burnt offering on the altar, and he shall put them beside the altar. And he shall put garments, and put on other garments, and carry forth the ashes without the camp unto a clean place, for the fire upon the altar shall be burning in it, it shall not be put out. And the priest shall burn wood on it every morning and lay the burnt offering in water upon it. And he shall burn thereon the fat of the peace offering. The fire shall either be burning upon the altar, it shall never go out. And this is the law of the meat offering. The sons of Aaron shall offer it before the Lord, before the altar. And he shall take of it his handful of flour of the meat offering and of the oil thereof and the frankincense thereof, which is, and all the frankincense which is upon the meat offering, and shall burn it upon the altar for a sweet savor. A savor is S-A-V-O-R, that is an aroma, even the memorial of it unto the Lord. And the remainder thereof shall Aaron and his sons eat. Unleavened bread shall it be eaten in the holy place, in the court of the tabernacle of the congregation, they shall eat it. It shall not be baked with leaven. I have given it unto them for their portion of the offering made by fire. It is most holy, as it is the sin offering and as the trespass offering. All of the males among the children of Aaron shall eat of it. It shall be a statue forever in your generation concerning the offer of the Lord made by fire. Everyone that touches them shall be holy. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, this is an offering of Aaron and his sons, which they shall offer unto the Lord in the day when he is atoned, the tenth part fine flour for a meat offering, perpetual. And perpetual, that means everlasting or a long time, that means forever. Half of it in the morning and half thereof at night. In a pan it shall be made with oil, and when it is baked, thou shalt bring it in, and the baked pieces of the meat offering shall thou offer for a sweet savor, that's a sweet aroma unto the Lord. And the priest of the sons that is anointed in his stead shall offer it. It is a statue forever unto the Lord. It shall be holy, burnt. Every meat offering for the priest shall be holy, that means fully burnt, it shall not be eaten. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto Aaron and the sons of saying, this is the law of the sin offering. In the place where the burnt offering is killed, shall the sin offering be killed before the Lord. It is most holy. The priest of offering it for sin shall eat it. In the holy place shall it be eaten, in the court of the tabernacle of the congregation. Whosoever shall touch the flesh thereof shall be holy. And when there is sprinkled of blood thereof upon any garments, thou shalt wash that thereon it was sprinkled in the holy place. But the earthen vessel where is sodden, S-O-D-D-E-N, in the brazen pot, it shall be both secure and rich in water. All the males among the priests shall eat thereof. It is most holy. And no sin offering whereof any of the blood is wrought into the tabernacle of the congregation to reconcile with all, that means again likewise or two, in the holy place shall be eaten. It shall be burnt in the fire. And that is the reading of chapter 6. And I will say a prayer. Say an ending prayer. And then I will tell you other things and say other things that I usually say. Our Father, thank you for allowing me to read chapters 5 and 6 of Leviticus, and I hope that everyone listening will understand and have taken note of what has been said. In Jesus' name, let protect us always. Continue your protecting and keeping us safe from the evil one and his hates, his evil doers. In Jesus' name, I say that prayer in Yeshua's name. Amen. Remember my people. In Hosea chapter 4, verse 6. Excuse me. My people are destroyed. Excuse me. For the lack of knowledge, because they have rejected knowledge. I will also reject you, that you shall be no priest to me, seeing you have forgotten the law of the thy God, of your God. I will also forget your children. Also remember in 2 Timothy, chapter 2, verse 16, where it says, study to show yourself approved. And even though hopefully you have learned some of the things that I read to you tonight, but I don't want you to forget that there was a flood. We talked about in Genesis 1, in Genesis about the flood, Noah's flood. But I also want you to know that Gilgamesh, he was from Mesopotamia. I don't know who changed the names of that. I should find out. It will probably be a European, his name. I am finding out so much more that's not right about him. I want you to remember, it says, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. That's what I want you sheep to know. As well as I want you to read Nehemiah chapter 10, verse 30. Also, I want you to read Ezra chapter 9, verse 2, the holy seed. You, black man, is the only person that has the holy seed to understand and know that. That's in Ezra 9 and 2. Also, I want you to remember the 12 tribes of Benjamin is Judah. That's the American black. That's us. Benjamin, the West Indian blacks. Levi, they are the Haitian. Ephraim, they are the Puerto Rican. Manasseh, the Cubans. Seminole, they are the Dominicans. Zebulun, the Guatemalan, to Panama, and the Mayans. Gad, the Native American Indian. Reuben, the Seminole Indians. Asher, the Columbia to Uruguay. Aztec, Issachar, the Mexicans, the Aztecs. Neptali, the Argentinians, as well as the Chileans. Listen to my program next Tuesday, and follow that on Friday. If the Lord will, I will be back with you. Now, they are giving a ceremony downtown by lighting up the tree. I say that's a Christmas tree. Read Jeremiah 10.
Help your children.
They are not so.
Don't let them fall.
Remember the Sabbath
by the side
Passover
of the road.
The Feast of Unleavened Bread. The Day of Pentecost. The Day of Atonement. The Feast
to
of
love
the
one another.
The Great Feast. Those are the days that
the candlelight
burns.
And
I want you to know
in their heart.
That's
and I know
December 2nd.
Remember, not forever. In my heart, we've got to walk on. Walk on through temptation, 'cause He
and that's what we want, sheep. We want salvation.